Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Pastor Robert Thibodeau, I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We are so blessed that you are here each and every time we get together. Now, today is part two of my exclusive two-part interview with a wonderful woman of God, Jacqueline Madison. She is a Christian entrepreneur and a global evangelist. She's also the founder and editor-in-chief of the Beverly Hills Magazine, praise God, CEO of Tigris Films, a television and film production company in Beverly Hills, and she writes inspirational Christian and motivational success books based on biblical principles, praise God, and all of the proceeds from her books she gives to benefit the God Foundation, which allows her to impact even more people with the gospel. She's also the author of the book, Seven Oracles of Success, that'll help you to apply these principles to your own life, step into your destiny, and live your dream life. Amen. Now, we are going to jump right back into this interview with Jacqueline Madison. If you missed any of the prior episode in part one, you should go back and catch up, because Jacqueline was giving a powerful introduction with her testimony. And I know so many of us are able to relate to everything she said. And I don't have time to go back and replay a lot of part one, but I'll back up just a little bit, and I'll start off by asking Jacqueline about how she was inspired to start the Beverly Hills Magazine. Now, here's the conclusion of our interview with Jacqueline Madison. Let's talk about the Beverly Hills Magazine that you started. How did you decide upon that venture? I know living in the area of glamour and Hollywood stars was part of it, but why a magazine? And what were you going to talk about in this magazine?
So because one of my gifts is writing, writing has always been a form of self-expression for me. So it's, again, this was always God's plan for me. I never thought of Beverly Hills Magazine. I thought I was going to do a woman's magazine, because the first one was a men's magazine. The second was a luxury publication. But I never dreamed of Beverly Hills Magazine. But then when God gave it to me, I was very excited and inspired to start writing about fashion. And then I could incorporate the luxury components, like travel and cars and just, you know, the finer things in life, which who doesn't really like, you know? Right. I mean, as God's the king of the universe, nothing is impossible for him, and we are all royalty, so we have access to the best of the best because we're his children. And right. Jesus came to give us abundant life, so we should expect the blessing, the blessed life.
Yeah. Amen. And you started this with no money. That's the
no money.
How did you do that?
Supernaturally, through prayer, God just started leading the right people to me. Like, I started an online, there's so many free resources online, like WordPress, you can start a free blog, there's content creating resources and software that you can create little images or videos, and you can use those, and you can use Google Sheets if you want to set up some organizational systems for database management or accounting management. Yeah. So I've created everything with free resources. Great. And then in terms of people, like I needed to learn SEO, search engine optimization, because again, I started everything from scratch and I didn't know anything how to build a content magazine website. But a woman emailed me and she was just willing to give me all this information, and I learned. And this is what I mean by the supernatural life God provides for you in unbelievable ways that blow your mind. Even today still, like I'll have a thought in my mind like, oh, I probably need to do this, or I need to add this to the marketing strategy, or I need to incorporate this. And then like, you know, the next day or, you know, very soon thereafter, lo and behold, the right person sends me a message and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Yeah. It's all about thank you, Jesus. Just this Wow.
Amen.
And we all have access to this supernatural life. But the key is, brother, is I repented and I surrendered my life to God. I'm no longer in control of my life. The sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. If you're not yet being led by the Spirit of the Lord, you're not yet living in your destiny. Because God wrote your destiny plan for your life. So you have to go to Him and you have to submit to Him and surrender to His guidance and His instruction. But when you do, believe me, it's going to be more than you could have ever dreamed for yourself. That's why it's your dream life.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Amen. Amen. As I was preparing for our interview today, I noticed that one of the first interviews you did, now you've had a lot of celebrities on there, but one of the first ones was with Roma Downey. I mean, she's known as Touched by an Angel TV show, and she produced and played the mother of Jesus in the Netflix series, the Bible series. How did you get that interview lined up?
Actually, that was God's doing, and that was one of the amazing ways that He revealed Himself to me as God, because while I was seeking God in the very beginning of starting the magazine, and I watched the Bible series on Netflix, and I just fell more in love with Jesus and with the truth of God and the knowledge of God. And then sure enough, lo and behold, a week later, I got an invitation out of the blue to interview Roma Downey.
Praise
like,
God.
What? And I was like, oh my God, Lord, that's so amazing. This was just one of the million ways that He confirmed His presence
that's
with
awesome.
Me and that this was His plan for my life and that He was going to supernaturally open doors for me and just reveal His glory as I continue to pursue this path that He has set for me. Yeah, and so I met Roma and she's just wonderful and so angelic. And and that just solidified my faith even more in Christ and He continues to do those things in His wonderful ways, you know, to make me fall more in love with Him. And He'll do the same for each and every one of us. If we all had a revelation, a true revelation of the goodness of God and His good plan for each and every one of us, none of us would want to walk apart from Him ever again.
Amen. Amen. Now, I noticed that you also have, you're the host of a podcast, the Beverly Hills Magazine podcast. Tell us about this podcast and some of your guests and what listeners will learn.
So, I'm waiting on God's instruction on all facets of my life. So sometimes He'll tell me to put something aside for now so that I can focus on building something else for the time being. So for now, He's having me build the Beverly Hills Magazine TV streaming portal because we're launching our own streaming site.
Wow.
Because we're bringing the magazine to the screen. And so we'll do on-camera interviews with celebrities, entrepreneurs, fashion icons, and yada yada. But the intention, I believe, behind the podcast is the same. It will be a platform and a voice to be able to connect with others and obviously in the luxury space and in the world of Beverly Hills or the world of the rich and famous, rather, while of course being sprinkled with the love of God and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, you are a spiritual success coach with a message of faith, hope, and charity. Tell us what a spiritual success coach does and who it is that you help.
Amen. Well, the Lord has revealed all these things to me of who I am and what I'm called to do. A spiritual success coach, though, is one who inspires others to activate their own spiritual destiny and to empower them to fulfill God's plan and purpose for their life through the teachings and or messages that are given to me by God. So that's what I do. And so I've written a book, The Seven Oracles of Success, where I have learned the spiritual secrets to success from the Lord, from my walk with the Lord, that anybody can apply to their own life if they are faithful and sincere and wanting to step into their own destiny and fulfill their own God-given purpose and ultimately live their own dream life. And And that's why I say I guarantee your success if you do so. You know, and I also have a webinar where I go more in depth on the seven oracles. And then I have the next level, which is the Live Your Dream Life coaching program. It's a 4-week coaching program where, and it's all video, it's all online based, where you have access to a private membership portal, where I go more in depth on spiritual principles that we all need to come into a full knowledge and understanding of in order to master ourselves and take full command of our spiritual destiny with God. Some principles I expound upon are purpose, destiny, faith, humility, just things that we really need to understand. You have to put your spiritual growth and your spiritual riches first. And it's from this place in your relationship with God that your destiny and your material riches can manifest. You know, and it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. But God will bless you with a prosperous life. And prosperity isn't just money in the bank and, you know, freedom from financial worry. It is a progressive trajectory of growth in every facet of your life. So that's spiritually, emotionally, physically, intellectually, and financially, materially.
Yeah, amen. So what should... Let me back up a little bit. The training program is based upon your book, The Seven Oracles of Success. Is that right?
So the webinar is, and then the coaching program just is the next level of teachings. But these are highly spiritual principles. So, you know, I'm going to take you into a whole new realm of spiritual thought and understanding. Because once you understand these things and you walk in the knowledge of them, your whole paradigm shifts, your whole life shifts. You know, you can also, though, go to my website, and under the Oracles tab, there's a wealth and plethora of spiritual insights there that you can also glean from to start growing in spiritual knowledge.
Okay. So if someone was to come into your coaching program, what can they expect? Tell us just a brief.
So it's an intimate experience with just me on camera, speaking directly to you about these spiritual concepts. So if you join the program and you're open-minded and your heart is open, it will transform you, because the truth does transform us. And that's what God's will for us is to be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the knowledge of His Word. You know, and through the God Foundation, obviously, the Lord has led me to start the Global Outreach Charitable Ministry. But I do teach the Bible scripture of the day. So you can obviously follow the God Foundation on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or Pinterest, LinkedIn, whatever platform you choose. Mm-hmm. We also have a podcast for that, the Bible scripture of the day. But to teach the truth of God, the knowledge of God, because this is imperative, you guys. Without a true knowledge of the truth, then you're on shaky ground. Oh, Jesus is the rock. He is the God foundation that we must build our lives upon. He's the firm foundation. And if our lives are built upon the truth, then we will never be shaken. You know, amen. What I mean by that is a life of stability and purpose and security and protection of God.
Well, tell us about your book, The Seven Oracles of Success. What are the major sections about in your book? Just highlight them.
Sure. So it's geared towards those, I say it's, you know, dedicated to those who believe anything is possible. And, you know, your destiny is already written, but you have to be willing to own your own destiny. Amen. and step into it. You know, some of the oracles, to name a couple, one is humility brings divine strength. Mm. And I talk about the importance of humbling ourselves before God and exactly what humility is and why it's imperative, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You know, and then the other is, you know, childlike faith. You know, have you ever seen a child, you know, the dad's lifting her up and throwing her in there and all she's doing is giggling and laughing and totally carefree? You know, we have to live in this place of childlike faith, just trusting totally in God's provision and His protection, because He is our Heavenly Father. He's our Abba Daddy. And so childlike faith is imperative as well.
Amen. Amen.
We are not meant to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. When I surrendered and let go completely, I had such a sense of relief, because now I just have to pray and trust God, and he shows me the way.
Amen. Amen. And you said all the proceeds from your book go to the God Foundation. Tell us about this foundation and the work that it does.
Sure. So I have the Seven Oracles of Success. I also have two other books. One is the My Walk with the Lord, and that's a 365-day or daily devotional with oracles from God, biblical oracles. And then the other is my JM Oracles. I'm building a 5-set series of 5 books with 200 oracles per book, which are also divine insights and heavenly revelation. But the God Foundation's purpose is to fund underfunded ministries for the ministries and outreach programs or initiatives really for the betterment of global well-being. You know, we have a $5 fundraiser program that anybody can donate $5 to the mission and to the cause. 100% goes to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and continuing to support the other ministries all over the world and orphanages. So right now we're supporting ministries and orphanages in Uganda, Gambia, Sierra Leone, Pakistan, India. And growing. So, I mean, these people are starving. You know, there's really people in the world who have nothing. They have absolutely nothing, but what they do have is faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so God is just proving to me his heart for each and every one of us to just be our supply and our provider and our protector. And, you know, he led me to start the God Foundation with no money, because there's a divine law, a financial principle at work in my life called the divine law of tithing. And he says, bring the full tithe into my storehouse and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you. You won't have room to receive it or contain it. And so as I started from nothing, God would encourage me and lead me to give. So in my business, I would give away free profile stories, or I would just post people's articles for free because I was giving and I was sowing into that. I was giving and giving. And God, we reap what we sow, and God continued to bless that my work and my giving through my work. And he continues to do so. And then in the God Foundation, I would give to orphanages. I would give to the poor and needy. I would give to, you know, whoever needed and came to us. Even if I didn't have any, if I had barely anything, I gave what I had, you know, or half of what I had or whatever. But like the woman with the mite, you know, in God's word, she gave of her little, and he said she's more blessed because she's given out of her lack, because true charity is giving out of your lack. Yeah. And so every day I'm so excited because I'm making money, and then I get to give money away. And as I give money away, I notice God replenishes my supply. Mm-hmm. But then I also notice how, like, over the next week, like I have my giving, and then over the next week, I get more clients into my business. So that obviously supernaturally increases my income over time. So it's a supernatural life I'm talking about. And as strange as it is to disclose to others, it's as strange as me to live. But this is the reality of walking with the Lord. You know, but I must say this, I live a fasted lifestyle. I only eat one meal a day. I only eat fruits and vegetables raw, and I don't drink anything. I take the body and blood of Jesus Christ every morning. I take communion every day. Amen. And I pray. I live a devoted, dedicated prayer life. I'm in prayer between sometimes 2:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m., depending on when God wakes me up. And then at night between 9:30 and 12:30 or 1 o'clock. Those are the windows where I'm in my secret place in my room in prayer, seeking God, declaring his word. Because you know what? God's word is power. Prayer is our power. Like if you're dealing with sickness, you've got to speak healing scriptures, because God's word is the highest authority in all of creation, and everything in the universe has to bow to God's word. So you've got to speak it, because the power of life and death is in the tongue, and made in God's image, our words are creative. So if you're dealing with financial hardship, you've got to speak prosperity scriptures. If you're getting attacks like from people or even spiritual attacks, you've got to decree God's protection scriptures like Psalm 91 and God's provision scriptures. Psalm 23. I also love Psalm 20 and the repentance Psalm, Psalm 51. Listen, God's word is so powerful. It's the living word. It's a sword in the spirit. It breaks strongholds and defeats evil and the devil operating in our lives and working against us. You've got to speak God's word. You've got to decree the scriptures. I'm telling you. So yeah, this is my how. This is the how I'm able to do what I have done with God. One of the other chapters in the book is you got to fight for your future. You have to put on a spiritual warrior mindset. Yeah, right. You know, that's why when I go to prayer, yes, I'm going to prayer to worship God and to just be in his presence and to love him. But I'm going because that's power, because I know that God releases angels according to the decree of his servant and the decree of his word. So I know that I'm warring against all opposition that are coming against my spiritual destiny when I'm in prayer. You cannot forsake your prayer life. It is your power.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's where you get your insight, your wisdom, and your spiritual strength.
Oh, amen. Amen.
You also have a company called Tigris Films. You are busy, I'm telling you. Tell us about this company and what you're doing with it.
So Tigris Films, because white tigers are my absolute favorite animals. Actually, and the Lord just gave me one of the desires of my heart. I have a brand new baby white kitten. Tigris Films, yeah, we are a production and finance company in Beverly Hills where we're launching with Beverly Hills Magazine TV, where we're producing the magazine series, bringing it to the screen, which is very exciting because now instead of just writing about the latest Lamborghini, I get to drive it and bring audiences with me into, the test drive and checking it out, or I get to travel to destinations around the world and take audiences with me. Yeah. So it's wonderful that, of a lifestyle I get to live. But in terms of creativity, also the next level of creating visual storytelling, but more than that too, I've written a scripted series based on my life as editor-in-chief, which I'll be producing, writing, and starring in. So that's going to be our next project, which I'm waiting on the Lord in terms of, I'm hoping we'll be able to produce them simultaneously, but I have to see what God obviously tells me to do. And then furthermore, God's already given me the vision for the film projects after that. I've got two new superhero concepts and then a sci-fi action adventure film trilogy that I'll be producing. But again, it's all for God's glory. So when they do come to fruition, which they certainly will by the will of the Lord, not by power nor by might, but by his spirit, they definitely have seeds of the knowledge of God and of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ within them. So it's all for his glory.
Amen. Amen. That is so awesome. Now, where can someone get a copy of your book, Seven Oracles of Success?
So the greatest portal to everything is my website, JacquelineMadison.com.
Okay.
But there's sevenoraclesofsuccess.com, there's mywalkwiththelord.com, you can visit liveyourdreamlife.com, you can visit beverlyhillsmagazine.com, but again, all of these, giftsofdevotion.org, that's the God Foundation, all of these are accessible through my website at jacquelinemadison.com, that's JacquelineMadison.com.
Amen. You've done that a couple times.
Yeah. You think? Practice makes perfect.
That's right. Amen.
The Lord has taught me that, like even in starting the business, he, because obviously I had to set up the infrastructure of the company, right? And God is extremely organized. Look, he created the whole world with systems and processes, the sun sets right on time and, the stars come out when they're called. There's no errors in God's creativity. But he caused me and taught me how to create systems and processes in the business and in the ministry. And he'll do the same for you. And it's in this way that everything becomes a well-oiled machine, because I say, man operates in the limited capabilities of human. So man operates in the limited scope of human capabilities, but the man of faith operates in the supernatural, limitless power of God. So you've got to tap into your sonship as a child of God in order to activate the supernatural power that's available to you.
Amen.
So you got to pursue your dreams too. Those dreams are given to you by God. You got to go for it, no matter how impossible they seem, because Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. And for those who believe, all things are possible.
That's right. Well, Jacqueline, you are so awesome. Busy working for the Lord, basically in an area of the country that needs Jesus more than any other.
Amen.
But if someone wanted to get in touch with you again to ask a question, maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you again?
So I'm on all social media platforms. You can, you know, pick your platform and just send me a message. You can email me, contact@jacquelinemadison.com. But I'm definitely accessible one way or another. Love to hear from you. I'm always praying for you, each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. You know, I love you. God loves you. He's got a good plan for you. Go to him. He's always with you. He'll help you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. Don't follow your heart. Believe me, that's a lie of the devil. Mm-hmm. God's word tells us the heart is deceitful above all else. Who can know it? God's word tells us that it is not within man to direct his own life. He says, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. And he does. He is faithful. He says, delight yourself in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen. Amen. Folks, you know how popular it can be to follow Hollywood celebrities. You know, you also know that it's so important for them to come to know Jesus. Jacqueline Madison is doing just that. She's out there in the know. She's out there sharing her faith. She's out there, and you can be too. I encourage you to check out her Beverly Hills magazine. Look at some of the things she makes it possible for you to purchase. But more than that, she has insights into what's happening out in Beverly Hills and has access to some of the celebrities that you may only see or hear in those celebrity gossip shows and stuff. As a spiritual success coach, her program can walk you through to the life you always wanted to live. Her book, The Seven Oracles of Success, is filled with scripture to allow you to apply the word to your own life and to your own success. Go down to the show notes, get in touch with Jacqueline Madison right now, order her book, check out her spiritual success program. Next year at this time, you may be amazed at how different your life will be. But if you do nothing now, then nothing will change. Get in touch with Jacqueline. Use the links down below. Check out her podcast. Just sign up for her information that she shares. You heard her talk about the daily word from God that she puts on her website. Folks, you need to get in touch with Jacqueline Madison. Go down to the links below right now while you're thinking about it and get in touch with her today. Jacqueline, thank you for taking the time to come on the podcast today. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Robert. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Jacqueline Madison, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed.
Be blessed.
All that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.